Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, December 19th. Coming up, we'll listen to a conversation with Dorothy David as she reflects on her tenure in Champaign. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The aging population in the U.S. is growing, and so is the demand for caregivers. Yet caregivers can face challenges within the healthcare system. IPM student reporter Anna Koh spoke with a University of Illinois researcher who studies the issue.
Caregivers play an important role in the well-being of older adults and can help in their recovery after an illness or hospitalization. But Meena Raj, an assistant professor of health and kinesiology at the U of I, says communication between the healthcare system and caregivers is lacking.
The older relative might get, you know, medications or recommendations, but that isn't always translated or communicated to the caregiver.
She says a more engaging, collaborative relationship between healthcare providers and caregivers can help. I'm Anna Koh, IPM News.
Two young men from Danville are featured on the Forbes 30 Under 30 list for 2025. 26-year-old Brandon Yates is a graduate of Danville High School and the University of Illinois. He is the co-founder of Deep Walk Research. His company helped create software that allows cities to quickly assess sidewalks for accessibility and generate planning documents. The initiative is meant to cut down the time and cost to make sidewalks ADA compliant. 26-year-old Arian Foreman is also a Danville High School alum with a bachelor's degree and MBA from Tennessee State University. He is the co-founder of ExiLeader. The nonprofit aims to empower students at historically Black colleges and universities to become leaders in entrepreneurship and social activism. Both men were featured on the Forbes list of individuals who, according to the magazine, are making a difference in their industries. The defense has called their first witness in the racketeering conspiracy trial of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. Dave McKinney reports it was a former AT&T lobbyist.
Steve Selke was on AT&T email chains about secretly hiring a Madigan loyalist in 2017. Prosecutors say that hiring former State Representative Edward Acevedo in a do-nothing, $2,500 a month job amounted to a bribe of Madigan. Madigan's surrogate and now co-defendant Michael McLean had asked the company to put Acevedo on contract as AT&T sought support from the then speaker for legislation. But Selke told jurors he didn't think that would influence the speaker. Selke made a similar claim in the fall bribery trial of AT&T Illinois' former president that focused on Acevedo's hiring and Madigan. That trial resulted in a hung jury. Reporting from the Dirksen Federal Courthouse,
this is Dave McKinney.
President-elect Donald Trump has pledged new tariffs on imports from some of America's biggest trading partners. While the scope and scale of his plan are in flux, Harvest Public Media's Rachel Kramer reports that U.S. agriculture is often vulnerable to retaliatory tariffs.
U.S. agricultural exports last year exceeded $170 billion. Glenn Tonzer, an ag economist at Kansas State University, says products go where they're most valuable. A lot of bacon stays in the U.S., while a lot of ham goes to Mexico. But during a trade war, retaliatory tariffs on U.S. products can dampen demand abroad. Tonzer says livestock producers at the start of the supply chain,
the person with the sows and the person with the mama cow,
have a harder time quickly adjusting to market changes.
Once I have a sow, like in the system ready to give me piglets for 3 years, or a cow to give me calves for 10 years, those are very long-term decisions.
The American Farm Bureau is urging Trump to be cautious with tariffs. I'm Rachel Kramer, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. Still to come, we'll listen to a conversation with Dorothy David as she reflects on her tenure in Champaign. That story is coming up next on 217 Today. But first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for partly cloudy skies with a high of 38 degrees and a south wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of a wintry mix of light rain, freezing drizzle, and snow with a low of 26 degrees, southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy with a chance of flurries and a high of 34 degrees, northwest wind 15 to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 19 degrees. Northwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. And for Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 30 degrees and a north wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, many Illinois employers will soon have to publish salary ranges with job postings. Supporters of the new law hope that the change will highlight the fact that women, on average, still earn less money than men. I'm Brian Mackey. We'll talk about that next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Dorothy David has been working for the city of Champaign for more than 30 years. And for the last 12 years, she's been the city manager. In that time, the town has seen population growth and evolving conversations about how to drive economic development and infrastructure improvements. David's last day on the job is tomorrow. IPM's Arjun Tucker sat down with her to reflect on her record and her time in Champaign.
So, City Manager David, you've been serving in Champaign government for more than 30 years. How have the city and your work changed since you started off in the community?
Well, 30 years is a long time. It doesn't seem like it, but the world has changed dramatically. Back in 1994, when I started with the city, you didn't see the technologies we have today. We didn't have the internet or cell phones as regular business applications. We certainly didn't have social media. The community has grown and diversified so much in that time. It's almost a completely different world than it was 30 years ago.
And how do you feel about the prospect of stepping away from a place where you worked for so long?
It's both a pleasure, spending time reminiscing, thinking about all of the relationships and accomplishments over my time. But there's also an excitement in looking forward to what the future is going to bring for our community, as well as what the future is going to bring for me.
For the last 12 years you've been city manager, are there any specific projects or accomplishments in Champaign that you're proud to have been involved with in the role?
Oh, there are so many things that I am proud of about our city during this time. You know, I wish it wasn't, but perhaps one of the highlights of my time as city manager has been navigating, continuing to govern through the COVID-19 pandemic years. They certainly aren't something that I'd look to as a highlight, but I'm very proud that our city continued to function and serve our community well under very difficult circumstances at that time.
And I know there's been a number of discussions about economic development and revitalizing downtowns. Is there anything that you've worked on that you're proud of, or anything that's going to continue forward that you're excited to continue following?
I believe that our community is very strong. We've always had an excellent balance of local businesses, entrepreneurial startup businesses, as well as a national, if not international, prominence because we are the home of the University of Illinois. I am really excited to see how our downtown continues to grow and thrive with the new downtown plaza under construction. Can't wait to be out there next summer enjoying it with my friends in the community. There are also very important things we've done with regard to drainage, which may not sound exciting to people, but the things that we've seen in Campus Town because of the Boneyard improvements over the years are going to also continue as we do more Boneyard up in the northeast part of our community. The improvements to the Garden Hills neighborhood that we're doing with infrastructure and drainage there should be transformational for that neighborhood as well.
Joan Walls, who's been your deputy city manager, will be entering your position going forward to manage city staffing and operations. What advice do you have for her and for the city?
So Joan and I have worked for the city together for over 25 years. And during my whole time as city manager, she has been my tireless supporter. She knows the city. She knows how to lead. She is going to be an exceptional city manager who does not need my advice. If I were to give the council and the new city manager any advice, is to continue to build on our professional legacy of serving the community, of being engaged with the community, and being responsive to all of their emerging needs. I think that's something Champaign does remarkably well, and I know that City Manager Walls is going to be exceptional in continuing to do so.
That was IPM's Arjun Tucker speaking with Dorothy David ahead of her last day as city manager of Champaign. You can hear a longer version of this interview at ipmnewsroom.org. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Anna Koh, Kulsoom Khan, Dave McKinney, Rachel Kramer, and Arjun Tucker. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.